And tonight we get a better understanding of why that was necessary, because through our physical original parent, we inherited death, which is why Jesus had to die, as we'll see tonight. So beginning there in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, the Bible says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord." So we see the contrast here between what we receive through Adam and what we receive through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so our title is Death by Sin. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for your wisdom. I pray you'll speak to our hearts through your precious word tonight, that you'll be glorified in this time. We are grateful for your love and kindness, and we love you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we see, one man brought upon mankind death, which is why creation and the belief in the Bible creation becomes that much more important. Amen? Because if evolution is true, then we don't inherit anything from Adam, because we would inherit whatever we have from a single-celled amoeba organism that over millions of years evolved into mankind. So man had to be created, which he was, in his state of righteousness, and then passed on the death that he inherited when he sinned. Remember what God told them. The day that thou eatest thereof, what? Thou shalt surely, what's the word? Die. Thou shalt surely die. People read the story and say, well, they didn't physically die. No, they did not, but they did spiritually die. They did become separated from God. And mankind has remained that way until Jesus Christ paid the price and gave us that access back, which we saw at the beginning of the chapter, where it says we have peace and access by the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you would go to 1 Corinthians 15, which this chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians ties in well with this passage here in Romans 5, because it also shows the contrast between Adam and Jesus. But notice verse 21 of 1 Corinthians 15. It says, "For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead." Verse 22. "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." So through Adam we inherit death. Through Jesus Christ and his salvation we inherit life. That's why the Bible says we pass, when we get saved, from death unto life. We go from being dead in trespasses and sins to being alive. Because the Bible teaches that death, remember, God said, Genesis chapter 2, you shall surely die. That means that we are born spiritually dead. So let's look at some scriptures on that. Romans 6, verse 23, you're very familiar with, I'm sure. It's out there on our sign. The wages of sin is, what's the word? Death. The wages of sin is death. We've all sinned, therefore we all have earned the wages of death. And let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. And we'll just see this consistent message that through Adam we inherit death. 2 Corinthians 5:14, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. We're all dead. Ephesians 2:1. Let's turn there. And you hath he quickened. The word quicken means to give life. So he's talking to Christians who were dead in trespasses and sins. So we were dead, and then through Jesus Christ, we were quickened. We were given life. That's the heart of the gospel, is death versus life, isn't it? That we are dead, and through Jesus Christ, we're made alive. One more, Colossians 2:13. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened, there's that word quickened again, together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. So again, we were born dead, and until we're born again, we remain dead. But death and life in the Bible, as you know, have very little to do with our bodies. Even when Jesus talked about Lazarus, remember, he said to the disciples, he sleepeth. And they said, well, it's good. He was sick. It's good that he's sleeping. And so then Jesus had to say, he's dead. But he didn't want to use the word dead, because in God's program, death is separation from God. Life is connection to God. And Lazarus was obviously spiritually alive, but physically dead. And that's why he used the word sleep. Even so, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, even so then which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. God uses the word sleep to describe Christians that have physically died, but they're spiritually alive. So we inherit death, as it says there in verse 12 of Romans 5, death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And then we see, if you go back to our passage in Romans 5, this contrast. The first we see in verse 12, by one man, that's Adam. Verse 14, nevertheless, death reigned from who? Adam to Moses. So God there is defining a dispensation for us. The dispensation of conscience, it's called. Up until we had law, which we didn't have that until Moses. Verse 15, not as the offense, so also as a free gift. For if through the offense of one, that's Adam. Verse 16, and not as it was by one that sinned, that's Adam. Verse 17, for if by one man's offense, that's Adam. Verse 18, therefore as by the offense of one. Verse 19, for as by one man's disobedience. So over and over again we see Adam gave us death. Jesus Christ, of course, as we see here the contrast, gives us the opposite, which is life, eternal life. But talking about the dead, remember when we'll be looking at the Great White Throne Judgment in our Sunday school class, but let's go there, Revelation 20. When the world hears the word dead, they think physical. Christians, when we hear the word dead, we should think spiritual. Because we find here at the Great White Throne Judgment, Verse 11, I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. There was found no place for them. Verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. How can dead people stand? Because that has nothing to do with their shell. It's saying that the spiritual dead will be pulled out of hell and judged and cast into the lake of fire. And as we're walking around, when we look at people, most of the people that we interact with are dead. And we were dead until we found Christ and received eternal life. So Jesus came to bring us life, and he gave it to us as a gift. Let's look at that. Go back to our passage, Romans 5. Down to verse 15, not as the offense, so also is the free gift. Much more, the grace of God and the gift by grace. Verse 16, but the free gift. Verse 17, grace and of the gift. Verse 18, the free gift came unto justification of life. You think it's a gift? God really drives that home, doesn't he? And it culminates in verse 21. Might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ, our Lord. So life is something that we receive. It's not something that we earn. It's something that's given to us by God, based on the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary. God gives us life. He gifts it to us, if you will. Now next week we will expound upon verse 13, because it's a very important truth. It says, sin is not imputed where there is no law. We need to understand what that means. That the law was given to teach us that we need Christ. The law wasn't given to us so that we could earn heaven. It was given to show that we needed salvation. And we'll understand that next week. Verse 13 is also a very good verse to help understand the question that people always ask about babies that die. They haven't been baptized yet, so will they go to heaven? Well, there's no law imputed unto them yet, because they don't have a conscience about right and wrong yet, which we'll explain that next week. Anyway, so we receive a free gift when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus, when he died at Calvary, go to 1 Corinthians 15 again, this time down in verse 26. Jesus conquered our greatest enemy, death. The one thing that all humans have in common, it's appointed unto man once to die. The one thing that no matter how much money you have, you can't avoid it. 15:26, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Jesus destroyed death at Calvary. And that is why, if you go to John chapter 11, he tells us that we, if we have been born again, if we have received his eternal life, we will never die. That's a great message, isn't it? Look at John chapter 11. He's talking here at the tomb of Lazarus. He's about to raise Lazarus from the dead. He's talking to Martha and Mary. And down in verse 25, he said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Verse 26. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Hallelujah. Never die. While you're in John, go to chapter 5 quickly, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but is passed. So has actually changed their situation, is passed from death, what? Unto life. Hallelujah. And the day we trusted Jesus Christ, we went from being dead to being alive. We were dead in trespasses and sins. and would have remained eternally dead in hell and the lake of fire. But all that changed the day we trusted Christ, because we were given the gift of eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life, Romans 6:23, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So in this passage, we see the contrast between Adam and what he gave us, and Jesus Christ and what he gives us, the free gift of eternal life, imputed righteousness, all because of his love. Hallelujah. So way back in the garden, when God said, "Thou shalt surely die," God had a solution planned out. And that solution was the death of the perfect man, the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid the price that we owe and now offers every human being the gift of eternal life. And Romans is the book that teaches us that everyone is ultimately without excuse, because our conscience tells us we have a creator. Our conscience tells us that there is a moral code of right and wrong. What we choose to do with that is up to us. We can move forward and seek out our creator and understand the consequences of right and wrong and therefore seek salvation. Or we can reject it, sear our conscience, and remain dead. The choice is completely ours. Death came by sin. And if you go to 1 Timothy 2, just an interesting little tidbit. A lot of people don't realize this, but the Bible says that when Adam sinned, he wasn't deceived. Most people think he was, but let's look what it says. Verse 12, 1 Timothy 2. "But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression." So Adam knew what he was doing. He made a conscious decision. But when he did, he still then passed it on to us. His death by sin. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." So we are born dead, and we will stay dead unless we get saved. So we need to tell people the good news. Amen. Jesus paid the price. Death has been conquered. And they can pass from death into life if they will but trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your great truth, for reminding us of the blessedness of eternal life that we receive as a gift through Jesus Christ and his grace. And I pray, Lord, that we would live that grace. We would live that life that you want us to live, and look for opportunities to warn others as well, that they might be saved too. Thank you for Jesus and what he did for us. We love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.